You know, in many political minds, the U.S. is divided into segments. You got the liberal coasts, right? The conservative Midwest and South, the Bible Belt, as it were. If you were to envision a Venn diagram of segments that overlap, Texas would probably be somewhere between that conservative South and Bible Belt, right? So, look, one might wonder, is it any really big news that a state politician would call for Christians to be more engaged in state politics? Here to talk about the state's political posturing of the week, Emily Ramshaw, who's editor of the Texas Tribune. Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
The voice calling for Christians to engage this go-round, he was standing up for religious freedom, as he put it this week, Texas AG Attorney General Ken Paxton, who opposed the Supreme Court's ruling on gay marriage on religious grounds. His statement got a lot of traction. Not really surprising, though, was it?
You know, it wasn't surprising that AG Ken Paxton is out sort of fighting for religious liberty. What was more surprising is that he's kept a relatively low profile since being indicted on securities fraud charges.
Yeah, he's had his hands full.
Absolutely. And he's, you know, been in more courtrooms probably than he's wanted to be in of late. So, you know, he hasn't been making very many media appearances. I think it is telling that the, you know, handful of times lately that he has, it's been, you know, in a church.
Yeah. So speaking of his indictment, where does he stand with that?
Well, we're sort of waiting to hear the next steps. You know, he's been indicted. He had a series of attorneys, then lost those series of attorneys, and then suddenly has another attorney again. So he seems to at least be represented, which is a good sign.
And sort of mums the word on how he's paying for this stuff.
Absolutely. He has not. He was asked specifically about that by the Houston Chronicle at this event at the Pflugerville Church, mm-hmm. and he did not answer that question. So we're sort of, you know, waiting to see. But, you know, as with Rick Perry, these things are a long waiting game.
Yes. Mr. Perry's still indicted under that cloud. Also this week, 41 Texas lawmakers, a big statement of support for fellow Texan and presidential wannabe senator. He's not a wannabe senator. He's a presidential wannabe senator, Ted
yeah.
Cruz. I guess, you know, what friends he might be lacking in D.C., it appears he more than makes up for here in Texas.
You know, he's got a lot of support back home in Texas, but I think it's important to note that those 40 legislators tend to be the sort of far-right insurgents in the legislature. These mm-hmm. are many of those folks are the folks who opposed Speaker Joe Strauss. So these are not necessarily the establishment Republicans. There were no big surprises on that list, even though it is telling that he has a lot of this sort of Republican insurgent support, Tea Party support here in Texas.
How significant do you think that is?
You know, I mean, I think that's the same base of support he has everywhere. But you know, the polling numbers in Texas and elsewhere are still showing, you know, Trump a little bit ahead of all
mm-hmm.
of these folks.
Yeah. Somebody else back in political news this week. Anyone remember Wendy Davis, the one-time Texas gubernatorial candidate, put out an endorsement this week?
Not a surprising one. Hillary Clinton, her big shocker of an endorsement. You know, I think what is telling here is that Wendy Davis has started to make the political rounds again. She was interviewed by Rolling Stone magazine from Manhattan, which I thought was kind of telling, uh-huh. saying, you know, I'm not ruling out future bids. I would like to run for elected office again. I think the question is where.
I also think it's kind of interesting that the national press has not forgotten about Wendy Davis.
You know, I mean, I guess the question is whether you consider Rolling Stone, the national press around political circles. I don't think you see a lot of people sort of clamoring or hanging on to Wendy Davis's every moves these days, but she's still considered a celebrity among a particular sort of media set, and so I think that's telling.
Does she have a future in politics, do you think?
I think she absolutely has the opportunity to mobilize voters. I think she has the opportunity to win a Democratic seat. I think the question is whether she has an opportunity in a statewide race or whether she is waiting for this sort of faded, you know, Democratic shift in Texas that we have not seen much evidence of.
Emily Ramshaw, who is editor of the Texas Tribune, joins us on Fridays. Thanks so much for coming in.
Happy to be here.